This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. China has flown more than 30 military planes toward Taiwan Saturday. It is the second large display of force in as many days. Taiwan's defense ministry said 39 aircraft entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone in two sorties, one during the day, one during the night. That followed similar pattern on Friday when 38 planes flew into the area south of the self-governing island. China claims Taiwan, which lies off its east coast as its territory, to split in 1949 during a civil war in which the communists took control of mainland China and the rival nationalists set up government on Taiwan. The first women's march of the Biden administration headed straight for the steps of the Supreme Court on Saturday, part of a nationwide protest that drew thousands to Washington to demand continued access to abortion in a year when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it into jeopardy. Before heading out on the march, they rallied in a square near the White House, waving signs that said, "Mind your own business," and more. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday acknowledged frustrations as Democrats strained to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and salvage it related to public works, but after the frantic negotiations failed to produce a deal. The president had gone to the Capitol Hill on Friday for a private meeting with the House Democrats that was partly a morale booster for the disjointed caucus lawmakers. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. With Brazil's presidential election 1 year away, tens of thousands of demonstrators have marched in Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, and dozens of other cities around the country to protest President Jair Bolsonaro and the call for his impeachment over his government's handling of the pandemic. The protests, smaller than those in the support of Bolsonaro last September 7th, were promoted by leftist parties and some union movements linked to the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's Workers' Party. Silva is widely expected to run against Bolsonaro in Brazil's October 2nd, 2022 election. An Italian offshore supply vessel Saturday rescued 65 migrants, including women and children, fleeing Libya to Europe on a crowded wooden boat. The migrant boat was drifting after its engine stopped working and was spotted by the Spanish Seabird, an NGO monitoring aircraft flying over the central Mediterranean. Those on board were not wearing life vests and were eventually rescued in international waters by the supply vessel near the oil field following a request to do so from the Seabird. An Associated Press journalist flying with the Seabird witnessed the rescue. A Libyan Coast Guard vessel arrived on scene shortly thereafter to inspect the boat. It is common for Libyan authorities to retrieve engines following rescues. Top U.S. official on Friday apologized for how Haitian migrants were treated along the U.S.-Mexico border, saying it's not how border officials or the Department of Homeland Security behave. A comment from Juan Gonzalez, the U.S. National Security Council's senior advisor for the Western Hemisphere, came during a two-day official visit to Haiti to talk with local leaders about migration and other issues. The U.S. government recently came under fire for its treatment of Haitian migrants, with images showing men on horseback corralling Haitian asylum seekers. An erupting volcano on a Spanish island off northwest Africa has blown open to more fissures on its cone, as authorities report the intense activity in the area. The parallel to an earlier flow that reached the Atlantic Ocean earlier in the week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.